OMG.
It's the Oh Mara Gayle Radio Show, and I'm your host, Mara Gayle, actress, author, evangelist, and co-producer, co-star, co-writer of the award-winning docudramedy STEM The Movement. And you know what I love to do? I love to help people see things differently. I enjoy when a perspective is widened, because when views are enlarged, people have a better view so that they can make informed decisions. And I've been blessed with experience in all sorts of areas, and I believe in my heart and in my soul that we all live and learn in order to share and teach, because I love serving Maravation. It's the perfect blend of motivation and inspiration, because I believe some of the greatest people in the world are only one word of encouragement away from doing and being something meaningful. I believe if more people would get outside of themselves and their situations and just look up, call up, or speak up and into the lives of others, we would experience a more productive world around us. So tonight's OMG show is very simply about when you show up, things should change. So let's unpack that a little bit, because y'all know I love to have a little dialogue about what we are. And my husband, Pastor Gerald January, has been preaching on this series about salt and light. And so I want to unpack it a little bit in my flavor for my audience, for my listeners, so that you all understand what it is that I'm trying to talk about. So my husband's been preaching on this salt and this light thing, because I believe when I show up to a situation that the room should adjust. It should shift a little bit by my mere presence, because I believe that everybody here has a presence. When you show up, you are a pre-sent present for the present moment in order to show somebody the presence of daddy. Now, when I say that, I'm meaning that when I come into a room, for example, I was at a grocery store and a young lady was like, it's taking them so long. You know, the lines are so long. I knew I should have come a little bit earlier, but you know, it's just, oh man, I just hate coming to this store. Now you can hear that and you can do one of two things. You can join in on the conversation, or you can, as my pastor say, put some salt on that. So let me show you how I put salt on a situation. So a young lady's complaining in the grocery store, standing there, and I hear it. I can chime in and be a part of the negativity, or I can adjust the atmosphere and change the conversation to something that will glorify my daddy. So I say something like, you know, it is pretty busy in here, but I am so grateful that I have two legs that I can stand on. And not only am I grateful that I got two legs that I can stand on, but because I'm standing in line about to pay for my groceries, that means I've got some money in my pocket or in my purse that I could afford to buy the things that I'm standing in line to buy. And so as I begin to share these little nuggets, they're not anything deep. You ain't got to be a preacher. You ain't even got to be an evangelism. All you got to do is know that your daddy has blessed you with something that can be a blessing to somebody else. And sometimes just being an innocent bystander that chimes in on a negative conversation can cause you to be an accessory to the crime called criticism, an accessory to the crime called judgment, an accessory to the crime called gossip. So as my pastor would say, put some salt on the conversation. I was at a boutique on just yesterday, and the young lady, I went in to get a pedicure and a manicure, and she did the pedicure, but when she was putting my sandal on my foot, she messed up one of my toenails. And y'all know, those who have been, you've always had a situation where somebody, you know, may nick your finger or your toenail a little bit. So when she did it, I know she felt bad, but it didn't bother me. All it did was remind me that I can take the situation one of two ways. Now, she messed up my toes, which meant it was going to be delay and a delay on when I was going to leave the salon. But I also knew in that moment, she knew she messed up. So she was feeling kind of bad or feeling some kind of way. So I decided to, as my pastor and my husband would say, to put some salt on it. So instead of putting a salty kind of salt, the kind that kicks somebody some shade, I put some salt on it because the word of the Lord says we are the salt of the earth. And so when I show up, I should be changing meat. I shouldn't taste like meat. Meat should taste like me. Meaning when I show up in a situation, when I show up in a salon, when I show up in a grocery store, when I show up at a gas pump, when I show up at church, I should be influencing and impacting and affecting the atmosphere. It should not be the other way around. I shouldn't walk into a grocery store, hear somebody complaining, and begin to complain. I should walk into the grocery store and be able to defuse the bomb because I got enough Jesus in me and enough Holy Spirit in me that when I show up, I should be able to take what is inside of me and pour it out. Now, don't get that twisted. That don't mean I am sitting there badgering anybody. It doesn't mean I'm sitting there preaching to anybody. All it merely means is that when I show up to a situation, I should have enough light in me to shine on the darkness that the whole room should be illuminated. I don't think you heard me. So when I was at the salon and the young lady I knew was feeling bad because she had put my foot into the sandal and smeared my toenail, she felt some kind of way. I merely looked up to her and I said, "It's okay." She said, "I know, but you said you had someplace to go." I said, I'll get there. There's no fire. I said, "I'll get there. It's only up the street. I was meeting one of my girlfriends from church on yesterday." So she puts the sandal on and then I go into the other room because I had to get my eyebrows done. And that young lady, she says to me, she said, "Something about you makes me get these, what does she call them? She didn't call them goose pimples, angel. She called it angel bumps. She says, I got angel bumps when you were talking." And I said, "Oh, I've heard that before." I said, "The last person that said to me they got angel bumps when I showed up, they told me that they were supposed to get something from me." And she says, "That's what I believe." She says, when I get these angel bumps, it means that I'm supposed to learn something from the person that I come around. She says, every time you speak, I get these angel bumps." To make a long story short, the Holy Spirit allowed me to shift the climate of the actual salon on yesterday. Now, what would be a little thing to some people became a big thing to this young lady because before I knew it, she was in tears. She was in tears for a number of reasons because the Holy Spirit reminded me to remind her that her past did not dictate or determine what her destiny would be. It was telling me that her pain of her past was not going to prevent her from getting to purpose. Now, she doesn't know why I'm saying this to her in one instance, but I'm telling her, "I don't know what you've lived through, but you don't look like what you've been through." And so I'm sharing with her that she has a testimony, and immediately the woman starts to weep. And she shares with me all of these things that she has lived through, all of the disgust, all of the hurt, the pain, all of the dysfunction that she has been through, and how what I said to her totally blessed her day because prior to me saying that, she was wondering if she mattered. Now, I say this to you. The reason that I believe my pastor slash husband has been preaching about salt and light, and the reason I believe the Holy Spirit put it on me to unpack salt and light for my listeners and for those that happen to be tuning in, is because I think we go about life far too often, and instead of putting salt on it and putting light on it, we are actually co-signing on a blank check that causes somebody to criticize another person. And it's time out for that, because I believe that God has three expressions on his face at any given time. And I believe he's smiling, he's frowning, or he's crying. Now, I go about my day every day trying to make sure that God is smiling at something I do. I try to make sure that I have minimized the time that my daddy God would be frowning at something I do. I think when you lie, he's frowning or crying. I think when you're cheating somebody, if I go to the store and somebody gives me back 5 cents more than they were supposed to, or $5 more than they were supposed to, when I tell them, "Hey, you might want to recheck that because I think you just gave me back more change than you were supposed to." I remember one time I went to the bank, true story, and the teller had given me $100 that I wasn't supposed to get. Now, I happened to call. I was talking to a friend of mine, my girlfriend, TDP. And I said, TDP, girl, I'm counting up my money. And the teller gave me back $100 too much. She said, whoo! She said, $100? I said, yeah. She said, where we going to eat dinner? And I said, oh, no. We're not going to eat. I'm going back to the bank to give it back to the teller because their draw is going to come up short. And she said to me, jokingly, of course, probably, she said, ooh, the Lord knew who to bless with that. No, she said the Holy Spirit knew who to allow to get that $100 because I don't know that I would have walked that back in. Now, she was probably joking and she may have been serious, depending upon if you were low on cash or not. But what I know is this. I am responsible for everything I do. And again, I see three expressions on God's face at any given moment. He's crying, frowning, or smiling. I believed when I noticed that it was $100, if I kept it, it's as stealing. Now, some people may get all spiritual. Well, I didn't go and steal the money. I didn't go and take the money. I didn't go in somebody's wallet and steal the money from them. Somebody gave it to me. So that was an accidental blessing. Can I get an amen? Y'all know how y'all do. Church folk love to call a comeuppance a blessing when you're not realizing that that blessing would have been at the expense of some bank teller having $100 being deducted from their checking account or from their check that they were going to get paid simply because you didn't do the godly thing. Now, that's just one example of changing the atmosphere. That's just one example of being obedient and allowing God to smile at whatever it is that I do. Now, I don't always make the mark. I don't always hit the mark, but I do have laser beam focus on attempting to make my daddy smile at the things that I do. I'm going to read a little compliment that came up on the screen from Pastor John O. Strickland. He said, here's the term. He said, anthropogenic atmospheric alteration. He says, just as man can take an airplane upwards and salt the clouds in order to cause it to rain, humanity can cause a shift in the atmosphere to rain on the enemy's parade. It takes greater grace, which is achieved through bold humility and submission to God's will. Now, my brother Jono is real deep. And yet, at the same time, he could be real, real simple because he gives simplistic truths. I call it profoundly simplistic nuggets. And so one of the things that I love doing when I adjust the atmosphere or when I come in and I allow the light to run the darkness out. Actually, I have a phrase for that. I call it darkness pauses at my presence. See, some of you need to know what it feels like to cause darkness to pause at your presence. Taste that for a little bit, because when you cause darkness to pause at your presence, that means your light is so bright. Darkness, that means people that gossip, that means people that lie, that means people that steal, that means people that cheat, that means people that mean you no good and will cause other people harm. When darkness pauses at your presence, that means they can't even come to me with drama. They can't even come to me with negativity. They can't even come to me with gossip because darkness pauses at my presence. My light is so bright that darkness has to stop, flee, or cease and desist. Can I get an amen for that? Now, I don't know how many people feel that way about you and how you show up to your friend's party or how you show up to different situations, but I'm here to tell you that it is within you to be able to orchestrate the atmosphere to be changed. Now, all it takes for you to be able to change the atmosphere is a willing heart. Is a willing heart that is ready to be used in a situation that could be negative, a situation that could be challenging, or a situation that could be disappointing or frustrating for someone. Now, let me unpack that. There are times that you run across somebody and you say, hey, how you doing? And they say, I'm all right. And you go, okay, well, I'll catch up with you later. Okay, let's stop right there. You missed an opportunity to adjust the atmosphere. You missed an opportunity to perhaps intercede and pray for somebody, not P-R-E-Y, pray on somebody, but P-R-A-Y, pray for somebody. Never miss a window of opportunity to pray on behalf of somebody. If somebody that you're asking a question to, like, hey, how you doing, says to you, I'm okay. That's cold word. Things ain't good, but I know you really don't want to hear my story. And though you may not want to hear their story, I want to ask you this. How many of you leave your house in the morning saying something like this? Lord, order my steps. Lord, if you can use anybody, use me. Lord, you're in control of my day. Tell me where I'm supposed to go. Do use me as you see fit. We say these vain little empty words to the Lord. And when opportunities come up for us to really be used, when opportunities come up for us to really allow God to use us in a situation by pouring some salt on it or shining some light on it, we back away sometimes. And instead of praying for the person, we end up walking away, leaving them in misery or leaving them in dysfunction or leaving them in a situation that they were crying out for help. It's equivalent to somebody trying to show you they're saying, help! This is my SOS signal. This is me throwing in a life raft or saying, throw me the rope, throw me a hand and dig me out of this water. But instead of us being obedient in that moment and allowing daddy to use us like he's looking, he's roaming to and fro to see whom he can have on his side as his ambassador for Christ, whom he can have to allow the Holy Spirit to rest on your tongue, whom he can have to allow the anointing to be so in your spirit that in a moment, in season or out, no matter where you are, that you can speak on behalf of your daddy like he is your daddy, like you've lived through some things, like you've been through some things, and that you've come out on the other side. Well, God is saying, daughter, son, come up higher and see from where I see. What are you doing when you walk into the room? When you show up, things should change. And the only way that things are going to change if you don't allow the atmosphere to remain the same. The only way that things are going to change is if you don't allow the atmosphere to remain the same. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is speaking to people even now as you're listening on air live to OMG, the Omar Gale radio show. I believe there are those that want to do better. And I believe this little simple message that my husband, Pastor January, has been sharing, and I'm unpacking it a bit, but he's been sharing this and preaching a message about salt and light from the pulpit. And I believe that there are people that want to do better. And so I want to challenge you. I'm reading a message right now that says, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit in me. Every day. Okay, so let me explain with you what that means. Not only does it mean, Lord, find the dirty places in me, but that means, Lord, come through my body. Look at my heart and shine a light. Lord, take your supernatural flashlight. Look at my heart and tell me which parts of my heart aren't lining up with your word. Lord, take your flashlight. Go inside my checkbook and tell me which parts of my financial spending isn't lining up with your word. Lord, go in my mouth. Look inside my tonsils and my tongue and tell me which part of my speaking, Lord, isn't lining up with your word. Lord, look in my ear canal. Tell me, Lord, shine a light in my ear and tell me which parts of my ear canal are receiving gossip, Lord God, that I shouldn't be hearing. Lord, look at my life and tell me which areas of my life aren't lining up with your word. And show me, Lord, by shining your supernatural flashlight on what I need to do to be the best me that I can be in order to give you glory and to cause you to smile every single day of my life as best as I can. God is looking for people like that. Daddy is looking for people who will not only be an ambassador for him, but who will boldly stand up to lies, who will boldly challenge people who are trying to speak lies or gossip or slander. They will put those things in their place, or they'll say, listen, I'm going to add some salt to this, and I'm going to be the salt of the Lord, the world, and you can't talk to me about that kind of stuff because, you see, my spirit doesn't resonate with what you're saying. And now you may get mad at me because I don't want to entertain your conversation and I don't want to entertain your gossip, but I'm going to tell you who's glad at me. My God, my daddy is happy when I turn away gossip. My daddy is proud of me when I close my ears to slander. My daddy is proud of me when I show up in a grocery store and somebody's complaining and I remind them that we're standing in the grocery store line and not pushing a wheelchair, or we're standing on two legs and we're not hopping on one, or we're standing in a grocery line and we got got money in our wallet and we're not standing on the street with a tin can begging for a handout. See, my daddy gets proud of me when I show up and I act like the ambassador for Christ that he says in his word I am. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. He says that I have been created to be the ruler of the fish in the sea and every bird in the sky. He says that I am that. That means I'm all of that in him. That's not braggadocious. That's not conceited. That is merely I am convinced about the conviction that I have for Christ based on the word of God that tells me who I am. And so nobody can tell me who I am outside of what the word has already revealed to me I am. So when you tell me I am a liar, I don't have to receive that. If you tell me I am a cheat, I don't have to receive that. So you can't ruffle my feathers by the lies you tell because I know who I am. And more importantly, I know whose I am. And when I'm speaking to you right now, I am merely telling you, you are the called, you are the chosen, you are the righteous, you are an ambassador for Christ, his eyes, his ears, his mouth, his hands, his heart. And the only way some people are going to get an opportunity to read a Bible is if you are on your job being the living epistle, not written on tablets of stone, but allowing the word to be so in you that I ain't got to quote a scripture and go down an address. I just got to live the word and allow you to see that word in me. Now, I didn't mean to get too caught up on the story, but I wanted to share with you on today, you, when you show up, the atmosphere should change. Things should change. People who are living in a hopeless world, people who are living in a hopeless world should have hope when you walk into the room. People who are feeling depressed should no longer feel depressed when you begin to speak God's word into their ear canal and it gets down in their spirit. That seed of hope and that despair should depart. That despair should flee in the name of Jesus, because you should be able to call some things that aren't as though they are. And when you come into the room, the regulator should be adjusting the atmosphere. It's like going, when I go through menopausal moments, yes, my private summers, my thermostat is a little bit off. My thermostat sometimes determines if I'm going to perspire or not. When I walk into a room, I am like the thermostat. When I walk into a room, I am able to shift the temperature of the room. If there is anger and disgust and disappointment, when I show up, and when I say when I show up, I'm not just talking Mara Gale January showing up. I'm talking me, my homeboy Jesus, the homeboy, the Holy Spirit. I'm talking my daddy, Father God. When we show up, he's showing up in me, and he will use my tongue, my words, and anything I've ever learned, including my testimonies, to be able to teach somebody how to see the good in a situation, regardless of how bad it may look in that moment. So my word of encouragement to you as I close out this broadcast on today that's been going on for 5 minutes longer than what I had planned is, when you show up, things should change. You are the salt of the earth. Put some salt on every situation you get an opportunity to season. When you show up, you should be able to adjust the atmosphere by your mere presence, because you were pre-sent to be a present in that present moment. Pre-sent to be a presence in the presence of whoever needed it. So many people are walking around lost and sad and depressed, and you have exactly what they need to change their moment in time. You, son, you, daughter, have exactly what somebody needs, because God did not make an accident. And if he's allowing you an opportunity, if he's allowing you an opportunity to cross the path of somebody, surely there's a reason. So I want you to exercise that reason. I want you to show up with your full self and allow your full self to be present and allow your full self to tell somebody the truth about who they are. They are fearfully and wonderfully made. And whatever is happening in their life, that it is not unto death. And no matter how bad a situation may look, God always, he specializes in showing up late in the midnight hour. He specializes in turning things around. He specializes in making all things work to the good, for the good, for those who are called according to his purpose. That's the daddy I know. He's the daddy who in his word says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That's because our God is not going to love the flowers that he takes care of more than he loves you. My daddy is not going to love Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, or Warren Buffett more than he loves Sister Mara Gale. My daddy is not a respecter of person, and my daddy delights in blessing me, and my daddy delights in enlarging my territory, and my daddy delights in giving me the heart, the desires of my heart, because my daddy loves me and he loves you. And so this little shout out radio show pre-broadcast on today was merely to remind you that when you show up, the atmosphere should change. Things should change. Your family should change. Your friend's situation should change. Your finances should change. Somebody's depression should leave. Somebody's hurt should be covered up with a helping spirit, because you got to speak truth to power. Hurt people hurt people. And so when somebody gets hurt, if you don't arrange or rearrange that atmosphere, that hurt person will hurt somebody else. So when you see somebody in pain and you allow them to continue to wallow and live in bitterness or wallow and live in unforgiveness, you are an accessory to that crime. So I'm encouraging you, my son and my sister and my brother, put some salt on it, shine some light on it. And if you're not sure that you're doing it right, then tell the Lord, Lord, shine your flashlight in my heart and reveal to me the places I need to change. Lord, shine your flashlight in my mouth and reveal to me the areas I need to clean up my language. Lord, shine a flashlight in my ear and share with me, Lord God, what things I'm giving my ear gates to that's polluting my body. It could be TV. Lord, shine a flashlight on my eyes and tell me what TV shows that are, instead of helping me to grow and be the best person I can be, they're polluting the goodness of God that you've created me inside of me, Lord God. The things that were virtuous are now becoming backbiting or becoming gossipy or becoming ghettoish or whatever word you want to call it. Tell the Lord, ask the Lord, Lord, show me me. Show me that I might be the salt you've called me to be and the light I know you've commissioned me to be. And if you do that, I know God to be a faithful God. I know God to be the kind of God that will show up on your behalf in your situation. So put some salt on it. Show up and allow the situations in the room to change, because you have come and you have been a room regulator. You have been an atmosphere alternator. That's what you should be. That's what you're called to be. And I know you're capable of being that and oh, so much more. So be encouraged. Be blessed. I pray that God continues to open doors that no man can close. And I'm going to call a benediction on anybody that's tuned in right now under the sound of my voice. I pray in the name of Jesus that goodness and mercy not only follows you, but I pray that goodness and mercy chases you down in order to drench you with more and more and more and more of God's blessings. You be blessed. You be encouraged. Put some salt on it, shine some light on it, because when you show up, things should change. The Omar Gale Radio Show broadcast every Thursday night. Every Thursday night at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 6 o'clock Central, and at 7 o'clock Eastern. You can also catch me at maragale.com to find out what's happening with me, to purchase my books, CDs, or DVDs. I also have a film out that's available at stemthemovement.org. It has nothing to do with science, technology, engineering, and math. It is merely saved, testified, edified, manifested. It is testimonies. Me and two of my friends have shared our stories. We peel off the band-aid and allow our scars, our cuts, and our bruises to be exposed so that when light hits it, it can heal. But more importantly, when you see it, you can heal. it we reveal in order to heal, because shame kept us silent, but courage gave us a voice. You guys be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have an amazing Thursday and an even better Friday. You got 24 hours. That's all we get. So in 24 hours, what will you do to add salt to a situation? What will you do to shine light on a situation? What will you do to be a room regulator? God bless you. Be encouraged. Take care.
Wait to give you the answers to the question you've been wanting. Everyone likes to be heard and then listened to. So we want you to set your dial to OMG on Thursdays at 7 o'clock p.m. OMG.